Contemplating today's Gospel, Liturgical Day, Thursday of the fifth week of Easter. The Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy might be in you and your joy might be complete." Commentary by Father Luis Raventós from Tarragona, Spain. As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Today we hear again the intimate confidence Jesus made last Holy Thursday. As the Father loves me, so I also love you. The Father's love for the Son is immense, tender, dear. We can read it in the book of Proverbs when he affirms that long before initiating his deeds, "Then was I beside him as artisan. I was his delight day by day, playing before him all the while." This is how he loves us, and prophetically announcing it in the same book, he adds, "Playing over the whole of his earth, having my delight with human beings." The Father loves the Son, and Jesus tells us so. "And he that sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him." The Father loudly proclaimed it in the Jordan when he says, "You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased." And later on in Mount Tabor, "This is my beloved Son, listen to him." Jesus has replied, "Abba, Pater." Now he reveals us, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you." And what shall we do? To stay indeed by his love, to abide by his commandments, to love his Father's will. Is not this the example he gives us? "I always keep my Father's commandments and remain in his love." But we, who are weak, fickle, cowards, and why not just admit it, even wicked at times, shall we then lose his friendship forever? No, he will not allow us to be tempted well over our own forces. And if ever we fail to abide by his commandments, let us ask him the grace of quickly coming back to him as the prodigal son to the Father's house, and of being able to receive the sacrament of penance and be forgiven our sins. "I love you," Jesus tells us. "I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete."